Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Carlos Hyde played three seasons in San Francisco with Colin Kaepernick and now thinks it's time the quarterback gets signed. While discussing what the league can do moving forward, Hyde said signing Kaepernick would be the first step toward proving that the league is moving in a new direction. And guys, Rob Parker is back with us. Rob, good to have you. I want to start with you. Do you want to see a team sign Kaepernick right now?
I would like to see it. I think he's not old. Guys can come around and play. I'm looking at Kaepernick maybe, Skip and Shannon. It would be like a Charlie Batch, where he's on a team, has an, you know, Charlie Batch was a backup quarterback in Pittsburgh for, I seem like 10 or 12 years for a long time. And there were times when they needed him to come in and play in a game or be a situation. I just don't want it to be a token gesture where you're really looking at this guy. Tom Brady's about to start this coming NFL season. He'll be 43. Colin is not that old and not in a situation where he couldn't contribute and mentor some young quarterback out there and teach them. At one point when he broke onto the scene, he was the hottest new thing in quarterbacks, if you remember. I think Ron Jaworski went crazy, you remember, and said that he could be the greatest quarterback who ever played.
He did.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. That was how crazy it was when he came on the scene. So I think he has something to offer. And I think there's a team out there that could really use him. And it would be good. It would be a feel good and let this guy get an opportunity to get back to what it is he does. And, you know, will it be a little bit of a distraction? Sure, it would be. But I think after a while, people would understand he's back to play football. What's going on outside the football field is happening and it's already a movement and whatnot. And I still think there's a place for Colin Kaepernick.
But see, think about what you said. You prefaced it. As long as it's not a token. And you know there's going to be that segment, Rob, that believes that the only reason that he's getting an opportunity now after 3 years is because it would be a token. Look at the climate in America. Look at what's going on in America. And he was at one of the forefronts of this movement. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't pan out. His skills has deteriorated. Because remember, Rob, he hasn't played in 3 years. That is a long time to be dormant and to try and come back and be a professional athlete. He doesn't make it. He gets released. Everybody's going to say he didn't get a fair chance. He didn't get a fair opportunity anyway. So I believe the NFL is damned if they do, damned if they don't, because a lot of people will believe it's just a token gesture. And if he does not make it, they're going to say he didn't get a fair opportunity. Kind of like
that trial. Shannon, this is what let me say this, though.
Okay.
They got Jay Cutler off the couch, right, and brought him back.
Yes.
And look at some of the other quarterbacks that they've come to go back and get. Who was the other coach, the quarterback who was a high school coach who was still coaching football games and in the NFL? I can't remember who it was. But I'm just saying, there were all those guys who got NFL jobs and getting NFL checks.
Rob, Skip, and I made that point. 3 years ago, we know he was whiteballed. We know Colin Kaepernick could still play. But because of the protests and because the climate now wasn't that then, people didn't want to touch him. We know that. That's my point. The reason why we're upset is that because when Cap could play, he wasn't afforded an opportunity to show that he could play. Now, if he comes back, you said, I want him to get an opportunity as long as it's not a token. But if he does not make it, see, everybody's going to say he didn't get a fair chance. They brought Jay Cutler out of retirement. They signed a guy that hadn't played in like 7 or 8 years. Hadn't thrown a handful of passes. They brought them. So how does the NFL win in this situation?
So, Rob Parker, all those quarterbacks you mentioned, starting with Jay Cutler, who came off the couch, none of them was Colin Kaepernick. He is a trailblazing pioneer. Mm-hmm. We all now see, as you wrote in your piece the other day, last week, he was right. He's a groundbreaker. He has huge aura, huge mystique, huge presence about him. The less he spoke, because he hasn't really spoken at all since the last game he played, which was the end of the 2016 season, but the less he's spoken, the bigger his mystique has grown. It's huge presence that he would bring to a football team. It would be international media exposure if a team signed Colin Kaepernick. I'm with you, Rob. It would be a feel-great story if somebody would. And I look at Jacksonville right now. Is Colin Kaepernick, as he's going on age, he would play at 32 next year. Is he better than Gardner Minshew? He was. He was a lot better than Gardner Minshew. I don't know, after 3 years, could he flip the switch and be better now? Maybe. But they've got Mike Glennon on that roster at Jacksonville. They got Josh Dobbs on that roster. And then that kid they drafted from Oregon State in the sixth round. Is Colin potentially way better than any of those four? Yes. I'm not a big fan of Dwayne Haskins in Washington. Kyle Allen's now the backup that they got from Carolina. Would Cap be better than Dwayne Haskins? Yes, to me, he could be if he's still Colin Kaepernick as we knew and loved him as a player. Those first 2 years in San Francisco were extraordinary. He carried that team once he got it midstream when they switched from him from Alex Smith to him. He carried that team to a Super Bowl and threw a pass at the end of the Super Bowl against Baltimore. I thought it was pass interference on Crabtree. They could have won that Super Bowl. He got that San Francisco team right back the next year to the NFC Championship game versus Legion of Boom in Seattle. And it comes to a last-second throw that Richard Sherman got his hand on in the end zone. That's how great Colin was. He was 17-6 as a starter. Then the team began to decline, and his numbers began to decline. And he wound up 28-30 as a starter. But look at the touchdowns, interceptions, 72-30. There is no doubt he could be better than the quarterbacks at Jacksonville and Washington right now. But what are the odds? It's like Cam Newton, Rob. Why doesn't he have a job right now? Because he's not a backup quarterback. Everybody sees Cam as starter or nothing. Mm-hmm. He's too big. He's an MVP. Colin Kaepernick was too great for a while to be a backup quarterback. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants that quote-unquote distraction on their team, because right away the media would be campaigning if Colin were the third or the second string quarterback. The media would campaign, he should start, give him a chance. And teams are afraid of that right now.
I get it, but what if he goes to Jacksonville and then, first of all, they wouldn't have to play three games in Europe because they'd be able to sell tickets. How about that?
Yep.
And what if he just goes there and actually gets a chance to get back, Shannon? I know maybe not overnight, but have some time to get back into that and actually play well and get back. What a story that would be. Colin Kaepernick, ostracized, shunned by the NFL, you know, out of the league for 3 years. He was right. He was trying to tell us about the police brutality and what was going on. He gets back into the league and gets a chance to play again and actually plays well. If he was 37, I would probably say no. Forget it. He's 31, going to be 32.
Rob, let me ask you a question, Rob. How many guys, professional athletes you know, miss 3 years of their prime career, come back and pick right up?
No, not many. I agree with you, Shannon. It would be, but it could be a great story is all I'm saying. And if you're one of these franchises that don't have a lot going on for you and there's an opportunity, and then again, the Jacksonville owner is the only minority owner in the NFL. I mean, that would be for a good story to say, I'm willing to give this guy another chance, a second chance. I should be that guy. I've been given, you know, depending on his background and what's happened to him, this might be a great point for Jacksonville to do something different.
Florida, I don't know, Rob, about that. I mean, it's gonna have to be somewhere where the fan base got a really open mind. I don't know.
I understand you want something more liberal, huh? I mean, that's San Francisco,
I want something
right? A
little bit more open-minded in that, you know, that Cap protest was not about the flag. It wasn't about the military. It was not about the vets. And Colin Kaepernick loves his country. You got to clear those obstacles with a fan base.
Would they sell tickets, though, Shannon, in Jacksonville? You know, they cover up the seats and they play abroad. Because they can't sell any tickets down there.
Not very good. They weren't covering up the seats when they had Mark Brunell and Keenan McCardell and Jimmy Smith and Fred Taylor. They ain't covering no seats, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you lose. Yeah, you're going to cover a lot of people, cover their eyes, too. That's not the only thing that's being covered.
By the way, how far is Jacksonville from your hometown in southern Georgia?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
So it's Pretty close.
Pretty close, okay. Yeah.
All right, just for the record. So, Rob Parker, big picture. I was hoping that at least Colin would become a spokesman for the current cause that has caught fire around this country. For whatever reasons, he is not comfortable with being that spokesman to take leadership of this cause. So it leads me to wonder, what is the future for Colin? Because Shannon and I have not been sure that he does want to play football again. Because remember the ill-fated debacle of a workout he had last November in Atlanta? The bad blood between him and the NFL. He said, we don't know what happened, but it was supposed to be at the Atlanta Falcons facility. And Colin, at the last second, moved it about 60 miles south to a high school near the Atlanta airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there were 25 representatives of the NFL teams that were going to be at the original workout, and only 8 made the trek 60 miles south. We don't know exactly what didn't happen, but it left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. Shannon was thinking, well, maybe Colin doesn't want to play. Maybe it's just not. Maybe it was he just wanted to show up to sort of hold the NFL's feet to the fire here. But the point is, we're not sure if he wants to play, if he wants to lead. We haven't heard much from Colin lately, so we're cloudy on the issue. We're not sure where his head is right now.
I think that Colin even showing up to that thing, I know it wound up being a debacle, showed me a little bit that he wanted to play football. Otherwise, Skip, why even bother going to that? He could have just said, the NFL set this circus up, this dog and pony show, and I'm not going to be a part of it, so don't even bother coming down. He could have done that. Now, why he changed the plans at the last second and derailed everything is good, and I hear you. We have not heard from Colin. But I'm just going to go off of a guy his age who played at that level at one point in his career. I don't know how he could really look at it and say, like, he doesn't want to play or give it one more shot, especially at his age. I do believe he wants to play, but I think he wants it to be under the right circumstances. Yep. And Shannon, you mentioned this earlier. You know how you get hired. Somebody called you up. It ain't the league setting it all up. The team calls you up and says, hey, we want you to come out. This is how we view you.
Yeah.
We want to see what you still have. Can you come out? Can you meet with us? Can we talk to you? Can you throw some footballs around our wide receivers? And that's the conversation you want to have.
Rob, you're making Skip and I's point. Because the league set it up. And you said normally it's a team. So you said, see, they're doing him a favor. They're throwing, you know, he's like, this is not normal. So now you're already skeptical. You're already cynical going into it. Why are they doing this? Are they guilt? Or did they feel bad that they white-balled me out of the situation?
Yep.
And then when it goes awry, see, it says, see, I told you. So we're back to square one.
No, I got it. And that's where the issue comes in, that there's mistrust, and I understand why Kaepernick feels his way. But I do believe I would love more than anything to see him. I do not own one football jersey. I do not. The only football jersey I ever had was, I think, a Vince Ferragamo jersey when I was in high school.
What
but
the hell?
I'm telling you, I it was on sale and I bought it. But
imagine that. On sale. Some things never change.
But I would buy
like a Colin Kaepernick jersey or something.
I swear that's the only football jersey. It was on sale at Modell's in the rack. And I bought it.
You guys surprised by that? Apparently not very much.
No mercy.
Aaron Rodgers missed the cut for Pro Football Focus's top 50 players heading into the 2020 season. Despite being just on the outside of the top 50, Pro Football Focus said Rodgers is trending in the wrong direction and is part of the, quote, problem in Green Bay. Rob Parker is still here. But Shannon, I got to start with you. I know you got a problem with this, but how big of a problem do you have?
I have. This is an ASA 9, ASA 10, ASA 1000, Skip Bayless, and you know it. This is utterly ridiculous, Rob Parker. Hold on. You mean to tell me there's 50 players in the NBA, in the NFL currently that are better than Aaron Rodgers? Last year, this is what I wrote this good. Rob, check this out. Aaron Rodgers became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for at least 4,000 yards, more than 25 touchdowns, less than 5 interceptions, and he dropped off a cliff. In 100-year history, no quarterback has ever done that. Now, there's a guy on the list, I won't call his name, But he finished 24th in this ranking. Aaron Rodgers had more wins, more touchdowns, higher completion percentage, more yards per attempt, higher QBR, fewer interceptions. One guy's 24th. The other guy didn't make the crack the top 50.
And now, one guy had no receivers in New England.
Whoa, I thought it was my turn. I thought I had the floor, Rob. I thought I did have the floor.
You have it. Go ahead, Shannon. Preach.
This is ridiculous. Skipper, you know it. The man dropped. There's a lot of quarterbacks who want to drop off the cliff and throw more than 25 touchdowns and fewer than 5 interceptions and win 12, 13 games. Mm. There are a lot of quarterbacks who want that kind of cliff. Mm. Where can they get that at, Skip?
Is it my turn?
No, it's not your turn.
This is ridiculous.
I can't even believe Pro Football Focus would even put this list out. Got Aaron Rodgers outside the top 50. Tom Brady with those numbers in the top 25. That's utterly ridiculous. That's after 50,000.
Mm.
And the other part, too, that is so ridiculous is he's part of the problem. Do you remember, Shannon, when they got a new coach in LaFleur and it was about Aaron Rodgers is hard to coach. Mm-hmm. He improvises too much. He goes away from the script. Right? He followed. He tried to change, do what the coach wanted, and all he got was criticized this year. I do not get it on what it is that people want. And here's the other thing, too. Count them out if you want. Tom Brady went 10 years without winning Super Bowl. 10 years. And Aaron Rodgers, I think it's 9 now since he went to that Super Bowl and won it. You can have a second win in your career. And Aaron Rodgers is still good enough and still young enough and athletic enough to be that. Even if you want to take a look at his numbers and say they're not the eye-popping numbers that he had when he was MVP, I don't know how you could look at Aaron Rodgers and not want him and think that he's a game changer in those moments. Go back to that playoff game when he was 8-for-11 or 8-for-12. Shannon, do you remember on third downs when they needed those passes to keep the chains moving when they beat Seattle? Do you remember that?
Yep.
Those are the plays that are the difference between making the playoffs and losing in the first round and advancing to the NFC Championship game. And you can say whatever you want. It was a bad matchup with the 49ers, and he had no time, and he was attacked and whatever. Yes, but make no mistake about it. The Packers aren't as good without Aaron Rodgers. They're kidding themselves. If they really think they're going to win anything, and Aaron Rodgers is not going to be the main focus and the guy involved.
I am enjoying this topic very much.
I bet you
because
are.
Because my response to both of you is simply this.
You're okay.
I'm giving you the Michael Jordan Portland response. Like, I've been trying to tell both of you this for 3 long years. His stats are in decline for 3 straight years. He had his lowest QBR of his career this past football season. He had a 54. It ranked 18th in the National Football League. His completion percentage, it's a big stat, important stat, ranked 23rd this past football season. That was the second lowest of Aaron Rodgers' career. It has been slapping both of you right in the face, but you won't listen to me. You got to listen now to Pro Football Focus, which in its capsule explaining why it didn't put Aaron Rodgers in its top 50. It says, Aaron Rodgers has become ever more evidently part of the problem in Green Bay. And his own team spent the offseason laying plans to minimize his role in 2020 and replace him beyond that, obviously, with Jordan Love. It's case closed. Who did I tell you was the MVP of the 13-3 Packers last year? It was the other Aaron. It was Aaron Jones. Look at the numbers he put up in the biggest games they played last year. Aaron Jones had 154 yards rushing at Minnesota, arch rival. He had 116 yards rushing against Minnesota at Green Bay. At Dallas, he destroyed my Cowboys with 107 yards rushing, 4 rushing touchdowns, and caught 7 passes for 75 yards. At Kansas City, he only rushed for 67, but he caught 7 passes, did Aaron Jones, for 159 yards.
Who threw him the ball? The ball to himself?
Who flipped him the ball? Handed him the ball on little flip passes, little dinks and dunks.
That's what Aaron Rodgers made a career out of.
He was dinking and dunking. Rob Parker, Aaron Rodgers, completed only 52 20-plus yard passes. Those are called big pass plays. That's his worst since 2008, and his completions on deep throws was his worst since 2009.
And where the receiving core that he has.
He had Devontae.
Because this is the argument. Adams, this is the argument
I think
that
Devontae Adams is like at least a top 10
Devontae
receiver.
Adams.
He had Jimmy Graham, who came up big in that Seattle playoff game.
Jimmy caught one pass. Skip, stop it.
Oh, it was big. It was the pass of that game, right?
Skip, you know that that's the argument you used for Tom Brady's season, is that he didn't have anybody. Devontae Adams was even hurt for about 4 or 5 games during the season,
he
Shannon.
Was.
You know that.
Yep.
Who did he have?
Valdez Scantling.
And they wanted to run
pretty
the
good.
Football. That's what Matt Floor, wants
he,
to do.
He actually, wait a second. Aaron actually had a wide open Darius Shepherd, the rookie from North Dakota. So he was wide open in the end zone against the Eagles. I needed it so badly for my Cowboys. And Aaron says, I can't see you. You're standing wide open because they blew the coverage. I'll force it to the double-covered Valdez-Scantling at the goal line, and it will get tipped into an interception that ended the football game. Way to go, Aaron. You did it to me again.
Rob, you see what Skip did? Skip said Aaron Rodgers' QBR was 54, which was 18th, which was his lowest of his career. Can you tell the people at home, Skip, who was 19th behind Aaron Rodgers?
We don't care. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
No, we do care.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
We're asking you.
He had the lowest completion percentage of his career. He was 23rd in completion percentage. Can you tell the people at home who was 27th?
Okay.
Tom Brady.
I'll tell you what I'll do this year. I'll take Tom Brady's stats this year versus Aaron Rodgers. Both of you. I'll take you right now.
Let's do it.
Name it. Whatever you want.
Rob.
Hey, let's do it, Mr. C's, and I want double lobster instead.
Double lobster, whatever you want. Lobster
Rob,
and Diet Coke.
Rob, but that's not what Pro Football Focus is ranked this on. They didn't rank that on this year. They ranked it on this past season. So based on last year's numbers. Hold on. Did you see Tom Brady in that divisional game against Tennessee? How did he look to you?
Mm.
Now, Aaron Rodgers. Did you see that, Skip?
Mm.
I know he didn't lose at home.
Did you see Julian Edelman in that game?
Whoa. Now it's Julian Edelman. You see what he do there? When Tom Brady
all
played.
All I know is I saw the
pick six.
Mm. Yes, and that was his last pass at the New England Patriots, and it was so fitting.
Wait, did you see Tom Brady throwing to Julian Edelman? And he led the league in drops last year. Julian Edelman, a guy I predicted would make the Hall of Fame or at least should be in the conversation. He hit the wall, broken down shell of self last year. That was your go-to receiver. Way to go.
Well,
congratulations.
If your guy stopped throwing them ambulance balls, he wouldn't have to worry about that, throwing them in harm's way.
Okay.
You know, last year we saw the end of Tom Brady, and this year, I'm telling you, Skip, I'll take any bet. They're not making the playoffs. This is going to be, remember what I'm telling you. They will not. NLT make
okay,
the playoffs.
So for you, I'll just do this. I got one dinner. Brady's stats, his overall stats, will be better than Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I'm on that.
We'll do touchdowns, interceptions. We'll do passing yards for sure. All those good stats, they'll be better in Tampa than in Green Bay. And also, Tampa Bay will make the playoffs for another dinner.
All right, okay? I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
You guys got it all out of the way? All the dinners? You have a lot of dinners to do when we can go out to dinner and sit together one time soon.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Seriously, Rob, thank you. Good to have you. I can say it. Good to talk to you. Thank
Shannon,
you for joining
us. Shannon, you're not happy that I'm back? Come on.
No.
Skip. Skip is.
We'll save it for another day, Rob. Thank you.
No mercy.
With the NBA season being pushed back, all the speculation about Kevin Durant making a possible comeback can be laid to rest. Durant said that his season is over and that he did not plan on playing at all. He said it would allow him to focus on next season and the rest of his career. So, Shannon, did KD make the right decision here?
What I tell you, you don't want to listen to me. Mm-hmm. See, you just wanted somebody to come back there and try to spoil this homecoming that we got going on. Because that's what we got going on. Mm. We finna do this thing, right?
So you dodged another one.
Hey, no, dodged another one. Skip, they said Kevin Durant was going to miss the season. He's going to miss the season. It wasn't about him coming. Well, if he'd have came back, you know, theoretically, he would have been a year and yada, yada, yada. No, they said Kevin Durant will miss the entire NBA season this upcoming season. Kevin Durant is going to do that. And the one thing I know about having an injury, Skip, when you have an injury and you believe you rushed yourself back to play or people put outside pressure on you to come back and you get injured, You err on the, you go way the other way. Skip, you make sure you're 1,000% healthy. Mm. And that's what Kevin Durant's going to do. Because, Skip, you do realize, like, basically, they're going to have a month off. They're going to come back and play. They're going to have the playoffs. And then they're going to take a month off. And then they're going to start right back up again. And Kevin Durant says, I want to make sure I'm 1,000%, not only for the 2021 season, but for the rest of my career. Mm. And so that's what's going to happen. I told you it was going to happen. And I was right yet again.
Mm. You were right. For LeBron's sake, because this is all about not wanting the best player on the planet to come back and spoil his party. And I am so disappointed in the best player on the planet. I call him that almost every day on the show.
That mean it's true?
And he did say, I'm going to miss this season. Well, he missed it. It ended on April the 15th.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
And his Nets were the seventh seed, and they would have lasted past April 15th. I don't know, maybe a couple more weeks, 10 days, and the season would have been over.
Okay.
By July 31st, when the NBA relaunches, thank you, NFL and NBA gods, for coming back, but when it happens, that will be a year and 2 months since his surgery. That is plenty enough time to completely heal from Achilles reattachment. I'm sorry. It makes me wonder about Kevin because great players just play. Michael Jordan came back early from injury. Magic and Bird and all the great ones, they just played because they loved the game.
They didn't have injury like this late in their career.
Okay. Well, it's not that late. It's in the middle of his career.
No, Skip, this is year 12 for KD.
Okay, but again, he can play 6-8 more years. Yes, he can.
Okay,
LeBron is, right?
Oh, my
goodness. Well, oh, my goodness.
But everybody is LeBron. So everybody ain't Iron Man.
Look, he got to miss the season, and he also, with a 25% pay cut, he still made almost $30 million for doing nothing. This was right on schedule. Kyrie would be 5 months from an arthroscopic shoulder surgery. Arthroscopic, it's not a big deal.
Kyrie,
it would be a 2 month heal. He would be 1,000% ready to go. You know it, and I know it, and you're just happy that LeBron gets another break and another pass.
Yeah, LeBron doesn't need any breaks.
I don't know what Kevin's doing. This feels like coasting to me. This feels like a little semi-retirement. I won my two rings in Golden State. What more do you want from me? Play, Kevin. Play.
I'm coming back healthy. Mm. So let me get this right. Since this season is over, so this is going to be the second half is going to be LeBron 18 for LeBron? Is this going to be year 18, the second half?
It's a continuation.
Okay, then. But so the season is still
LeBron
going
didn't
up.
Have surgery, right?
Exactly.
And he had some kind of pulled something
what
groin
did KD
last
say?
Year?
Right. KD, they said, he and Rich Kleiman, who is his manager, agent, says KD is not playing this year. They made
this
that clear.
This year ended a long time ago. The duration of it ended a long time ago. They were talking about the time it would take to play an 82-game season is way past. By July 31st, a year and 2 months, you help me out. You know Achilles reattachment. Is that enough time to be right? You better believe it is.
Kevin Durant says he's not playing, Skip. Let it go.
Let it go.
We're going to win the championship.
Yeah. See, this is where you show somebody what you're made of. In the end, you just say, watch what I'm about to do. Me and Kyrie, watch what we're going to do.
I know what KD is made of.
If you add them to that Nets team, I like that Nets team a lot.
What?
That Nets team was 30-24, mostly without KD and all without KD and what was it, 20 games of Kyrie?
Yep.
You put those two on top of that roster, there's firepower there. They would have been a threat to win the East, and wouldn't it have been delicious to watch Kevin Durant against LeBron James again in the finals if, in fact, your guys can get by the Clippers, which I have my doubts.
You remember what happened? KD last year was injured, and he rushed back, and it cost him.
Mm.
And KD says, I'm never making that mistake again. And plus the fact, yep, you're going to throw his rehab. He's on a rehab schedule. Now you throw that all you throw that all out of whack.
The Achilles rehab doesn't take more than a year.
Whoa. That's not your Achilles. It's his. He ruptured his Achilles. He says,
you're acting like it's yours.
No, no, but I just want the best. Look, when guys like Kevin Durant, they come along rarely. Mm-hmm. So I want them to be at their best. I don't want to see a shell of Kevin Durant. I want Kevin Durant to be 100% healthy.
See the video of him? He looks great.
Hell, everybody look good in video.
Okay, but he looks like he's lifting and launching just as usual.
Lifting what?
Yeah. Huh?
He lifted them shots. I mean, Kevin Durant's going to be able to shoot the ball. Skip. Look, see, you want Kevin. See, you know, you're not worried about the man's health. You want Kevin Durant? You want Kevin Durant to come try to throw a monkey wrench in LeBron's?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, see,
I said that from the start. I want him to show me Kevin Durant. Show me best player on the planet. Show me historically great.
He is.
This would be a storybook story.
But he's not the best player on the planet.
Well, it's obviously.
No, he's not.
He proved it the last.
That's 23. We change the numbers next year, too.
He was on the way to becoming the MVP of last year's finals.
And we're changing numbers next year.
Who is?
Me and LeBron. LeBron going to a different number. I think it's going to be six. We're going to get 80-23. Yeah.
Huh. Back to the old Miami nemesis number. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Sell a bunch of jerseys. Guess we'll go out number one selling jersey next year.
Really? I hope he doesn't freeze up in the finals.
Oh, there you go with that. No mercy.
Guys, I just don't know how I feel about this. Vikings Pro Bowl running back Dalvin Cook will reportedly hold out from all team-related activities until he receives what he deems a reasonable extension. The Vikings' initial offer is being reported at less than $10 million a year. Shannon, how much does he deserve?
Well, Skip, sorry about that. The thing is that what running backs know now, Skip, is that basically if they have a four or five-year contract, they normally have to play that contract out, and then they'll franchise them. And so Dalvin Cook says, I'm one of the top running backs. I understand what you're going to do. Skip, the value of a running back is basically in his first 4 years because that's when they're going to try to put the lion's share of the work on him.
Yep.
And so Dalvin Cook's like, no, I'm not going to let y'all use me up and make $1 million, $1.3 million. But and he realized, Skip, he's missed 19 of a possible 48 games.
That's 60%.
Yeah, Skip, so.
I got, 29 of 48. Go ahead.
No, he missed two games. He missed ACL, so he missed 12 games. Mm-hmm. He missed five games with a hamstring in 18, and he missed two games last year with a shoulder. So that's 19 games, right?
Okay. Go ahead.
12, 5, 7, 19 games. Yeah, 19 of possible 48.
Okay.
So he realizes that I need to strike while the iron's hot because I play another year and things might not go well. So he's trying to secure his future and get more guaranteed money now.
So here's his problem. His quarterback next year is scheduled to make $40 million guaranteed dollars, Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
Who helped make Kirk Cousins successful last year? Dalvin Cook, who had the second most yards from scrimmage, to Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
Who just got $16 million to play next year in Carolina, right?
Yep.
So, again, he's saying, I'm scheduled to make $1.3 million. He has been injury-prone. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. But he's also been dramatically impactful for this team.
If you notice, Skip, Kirk Cousins plays a lot better when Dalvin Cook runs the ball a lot more.
I agree.
I know the offensive coordinator. He was my offensive coordinator, Gary Kubiak.
Yep.
They're going to run the ball. They're going to play action, boot off of that. Mm-hmm. So Kirk Cousins is going to have good numbers. But if you can't run the ball in that offense, your quarterback's not going to have a whole lot of success because Kurt is not a guy that can carry your team. He needs the running game to set up what he does off of that.
Mm. He should hold out. He should get a lot more.
There you go,
Dalvin. He should get close to what Christian McCaffrey's
doing. That's right.
It's going to be hard for me, guys. Oh, we need Cook.
We need Cook.
That is it for Undisputed. Thank you guys for watching. Have a good day, guys. See you tomorrow.